Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, it's just you and me, by the way. Did you know how many small businesses there are in America? There are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 million small businesses. Out of that, probably about 7 million have employees, anywhere from one employee to 500 employees. So that leaves, you know, a lot, millions, 15, 18 million or so businesses that are sole proprietors, individuals, like I once was for quite a while. And millions of those are personal service providers, where they're an individual providing services, and that they sell things like consulting. That's one of the things that I did when I didn't add no employees. Website development. The man who does my web work does not have any employees. Janitorial services. The people who clean my office is an individual, right? So these are small business owners because they have business income, they have revenue, and from other businesses, right? So they sell a service instead of something tangible like a computer or a kumquat. Unfortunately, though, pricing a service is not as intuitive as a tangible product. You know, if I buy raw materials, I know I need to add up the cost and calculate the margin, and then that's one of the ways that I arrive at some kind of pricing indicator. But services are different, and consequently, service businesses too often don't charge enough to sustain themselves profitably. I recently asked a question by one of these service business owners about how to price the products, the services of their new cleaning business. It was a couple. They were working together in a janitorial business. Here's some of the things I told them that I'd like to see what you think about that, and see if this helps you. So don't make the professionally fatal mistake of comparing what you charge customers to delivering service and comparing that to how much you would expect to make as an employee. Don't compare what you would charge customers for your services to what you would expect to make as an employee. Doing so, to paraphrase Mark Twain, is like comparing lightning to a lightning bug. You have to think pricing, not wages. Think pricing, not wages. Here's why. First, you're a business now, which means you have price lists, not wage lists. And you collect revenue, which has to produce the gross profit to cover all expenses, including the salaries, the wages of the owner. You have to charge more for, as an individual service provider, you have to charge more to your customers than what you would make if you were working for them directly. Number two, if you have no employees, you'll work more hours in a month than you can bill for. So you'll spend time on marketing, selling, administrative tasks, things like that. Consequently, your business must collect enough revenue to cover the time and expense of performing those tasks or to pay for outsourcing them. And so think about that. And this brings us to number three. Until you have employees, You're a 100% extension of yourself. You are a 100% extension of yourself. Write that down. Which means that your only revenue leverage is the hours you can bill multiplied by the hourly rate. If you use this pricing logic, here's some pricing logic to help you get started. Determine all monthly expenses, including paying yourself as an employee. All monthly expenses. If you're home-based, include a reasonable office overhead factor, and you also have to remember to include payroll taxes. These are things that you want to add in there to your total monthly expenses. Then divide that total by the number of billable hours you have the capacity to perform in a month. Not the hours you actually perform, but what is your capacity? So in a month's time, could you bill 160 hours? Well, if you can, if you use 160, that means you'll work a lot more than 140, I mean, than 40 hours a week, because you still have to do all that administrative stuff I talked about, right? So maybe your max capacity is 120 hours. You can bill 120 hours. So that would be 30 hours a week. You can only bill 30 hours a week, at least now, by yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with working more than 40 hours a week, but you just got to think about this. What is my max capacity to build? So you divide that number that you can perform by the hours that you can work, that your expenses, divide that by the hours you can work, you can bill, and then that's your break-even point. The answer to that equation is your break-even rate. But in order to sustain your business long-term, you have to make a profit. So the rate you charge customers is somewhere between break-even and the impact of three more factors, and here they are. Number one, what the market will bear, that's competitive pressure. Number two, how much you need the business. At first, you're going to need it badly, right? And number three, the commitment a customer is making to you. Customers who sign annual contracts get discounts. So you figure your break-even point, and then what you charge on top of that is based on those three factors: competition, how bad you need the business, and whether a customer is making a commitment to you, like an annual commitment. This method will cover most variables that you'll face when proposing to a prospect, too. And it will help you see the negative impact when you deliver less than capacity, or the dynamic effect when you add employees. When selling services, remember, folks, think pricing, not wages. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.